Hello, and welcome to another episode of Shady Grove Table Talk. It's an honor and a privilege to be back with you guys again. You see, I got my peeps all around me and my fellow ministers. These are my best friends, my group, my ministers, my hand that fits like a glove.
Amen.
We got Miss Donna Jean Holcomb.
Hey.
We got Miss Connie Dennis.
Hey.
Miss Ruby Nam White.
Hey.
We've got Miss Lisa Hayes.
Hello.
And I'm Vanessa Williams. And it's a pleasure to be with y'all today. We have a special guest with us today. We haven't known Miss Rebecca all that long, a couple of months maybe. Mm-hmm. But it's been great having her serve with us and be here at Shady Grove.
Yes.
And what an honor it has been. So, Miss Rebecca, today I guess we're going to start off with just a few questions and then we'll just let the Lord lead us. How about that?
Okay.
All right. Mother, you got one?
Yes, Miss Rebecca. What age was you when you started singing and writing songs?
Well, around
30
years old.
Okay.
Okay.
And Connie?
Was that the first time that you heard the Lord call, that he kind of was calling you into that kind of ministry?
No, I started singing when I was 11 in a Baptist church in Montgomery. My dad was over during the Vietnam War because he was in the Air Force. And I started singing with the choir and did my first solo.
Which
was In the Garden, my favorite song.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Donna Jean.
Mm-hmm. Did you start in Bessemer singing?
Born in Bessemer.
Okay.
The hospital there.
Okay. Well, where did you start singing?
In Montgomery, Alabama. Oh,
okay.
Church.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I said that you've been all around the world, it looks like. Is that right?
A little bit. Yeah. Up and down the East Coast and England.
Right. And you said that you started reading, you learned how to read in England. Is that correct?
I did at age 6.
Wow.
When I came back, I talked like them and everybody made fun of me.
Well, we don't know what it's like to have accents made fun of.
Right.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, it's okay. Let's see. And your dad, he served in Vietnam?
Yes. He serviced the airplanes in the Air Force.
Right.
They would fly him in and out of Thailand where he was and during the Vietnam War. And then I was born when he was over there in the Korea War.
Right.
Korea. Wow. Yeah.
You know, I too was raised Baptist.
Were you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And until I was telling Lisa this morning, when I was 14 years old, I went to a church service. And, you know, back then, you didn't... I guess, I mean, that's where I was raised anyway. You didn't wear sleeveless dresses.
Sister Lisa.
Right. No. But you couldn't. There were certain things.
Right.
You know, now me and Lisa are just scandalous, I guess.
Scandalous.
But I'll never forget, the reason I said that is I had on a skirt and a spaghetti strap top. Spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you was a child.
I was 14. And when the preacher laid hands on me, I was slain in the spirit. And I had never experienced anything like that in my life. It was at Spoon Handle Church.
I've heard of Spoon Handle.
It was at Spoon Handle, and he laid hands on me, and I hit the floor like a rock.
Mm-hmm.
But, and you know that it was sincere, because I didn't know what I was doing.
Why not?
But, you know, when we start learning about the Lord at an early age like this, and he starts calling us, if we have somebody that recognizes what God has for us to do, then they can kind of start moving you and bending you towards what the Lord has for you. So who encouraged your music?
I don't know if anybody encouraged it. I just had a zeal.
You had a zeal.
And I wanted to do something special for the Lord. And it seemed to come natural.
Yeah.
I don't have any musicians or singers in my family, but...
So it's a gift of your own.
Yeah, from the Lord, yeah.
Yeah. Pastor Lisa.
I just wanted to say, I met Rebecca at a minister's gathering. And I wanted to tell this because the Lord moved on her to come to me at the end of the service and tell me, give me a word from God. And her word from God was, do you remember this? Mm-hmm. She said, I see you on TV. She said, I see you on TV. She said, does this bear witness with you? And I just looked at her and I was kind of stunned because Vanessa had just come to me and just told me that the Lord had laid on her heart to do this right here, exactly what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And although, you know, we started on Facebook, now we are on YouTube. And we wound up going on a real TV program mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and ministering. So Sister Rebecca had no way of knowing right. that. Wow. And I told her that day, I said, it's very funny that you, you know, not very right. funny, right. but it's very confirming that you've told me that, because actually, you know, we do have something in the works. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you obeying the Lord, because that was a great confirmation. She even wrote me some stuff down on a piece of paper, and it was totally from God. And I know she hears from God, and she's been a blessing to me. Now she's my friend. We text each other during the day, and she's so encouraging. And, you know, I hope I've been a help to you also.
Yeah, she's very merciful and kind.
Lisa's always
yes,
kind.
She is. Yes, she is.
But I'm so happy that her and her husband and her son have now started attending our church, and she's been
Amen.
A blessing.
Amen.
They're a precious Amen. Family.
Yes, they are.
And we're so happy to have her.
Yes. And you know, when you're gifted with things like prophecy and words of knowledge, mm-hmm. when you're obedient to yes. give those words, Donna Jean has taught me that no matter how ridiculous I think it sounds,
yes.
that I'm to go ahead Amen. And give that word.
Yes.
You know, Amen. Because, Amen. And you know, I have, my husband operates in prophecy. And yes, sometimes he'll tell me things, and I'm like, you know, I'm
not so sure.
Not so sure. And every single time, it will be confirmed either by what takes place or mm-hmm. something in the news. Yeah. Any.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it'll just right. confirm. So see, when we operate in the gifts of prophecy or the gifts of knowledge, sometimes in the natural eye, it might look foolish, or even sometimes to yourself. Sure.
Yeah.
But when you take that step of faith and you yeah. step out and give those words, then you'll start to see that the yeah. Lord will confirm it with signs and wonders.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Miss Rebecca, mm-hmm. what would you like to share with us today?
You mean as far as a song?
Yes.
Okay.
Or anything you want to say.
Okay. Yeah. We've been, you know, waiting on the Lord in ministry for the last 20 years. I'm not one to have prophetic dreams, but I had a prophetic dream which led us to go into helping churches that were struggling or failing. And we haven't always been popular, because when they're struggling and failing, it's usually because there's some deep problems that people don't want to change. And so we just have to do what God wants us to do in that situation and then move on. And then it's not always comfortable. But we've been praying, you know, Lord, just retire us from that. And because it's not fun, you know, to go in yeah. and mm-hmm. trust people and go through some of the heartaches that go through when you're in there trying mm-hmm. being helped. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we love the Lord and we're going to serve Him no matter what. A friend of mine had gone through something recently, and I'm trying to encourage them, don't give up on God just because people
right.
fail you.
That's right.
You know,
right.
and there's a lot of problems in the church, and the problem is because they're not putting God first.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when you hear someone like Brother Hayes, so we hold back and say, okay, what is this person saying? Where are their priorities? Because the leader's the one that sets the tone.
Yes.
And we're not real smart. We don't know a whole lot, but we try to be obedient
Amen.
To the Lord
Amen.
And obey Him the best we know how. And so,
why did y'all come to Shady Grove?
Well, I was going to go down to a church that was really close to us after we finished our last assignment. And I thought, well, it's just a minute down the road to Dice Church. I met a lot of people there. And the Lord just said, go to Shady Grove. And I mean, I was up that morning getting ready to go to the other church to visit it. And if you had to visit, I don't like being out of church for any reason.
Right.
It makes it harder on you the longer you wait.
Yes, it does.
So that's don't right. wait, yeah, even if you've right. been burnt or hurt. Say, God is God, and that's I love right. him, and I'm going to worship somewhere.
Amen.
So don't
Amen.
Give up on God, and Amen. Don't give up on people, because people are sinful, yeah. and they're going to do that's say right. sinful
that's
things.
Right.
Yeah. And so that's what I try to encourage. You know, try to encourage myself and the Lord, remembering what He's done for me and for my family, and to encourage other people that are have fallen away. I mean, I have three friends that I'm sending texts and ministry to that are leaders and pastors of churches, and I'm not going to say who they are, you know, but I try to encourage them because they're on the front lines. It's hard.
That's right.
And
that's
several right. of the churches, they have had. With COVID hitting, they just lost most of their members and they've never come back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know the enemy is trying to use that to break down God's people and to keep them separated.
Well, that's what he's all about, is division.
That's right.
And
yes.
separation.
That's right.
Because, you know, the word says we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves
that's
together.
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, I heard a preacher say the other day, some assembly is required.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
It's just like, absolutely. You know, when we buy something, what does it say? Some assembly.
Yeah,
well, we have to assemble together because we're yeah. strong as
in numbers. Yes.
In numbers.
Yes.
And that's why when we meet and we pray on Tuesday nights, and Donna's our prayer team leader, but when we all come together,
yes.
then
yes.
the Lord starts showing. He'll show one thing and then the other another
That's
thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so when COVID hit, you know, it was designed to bring nothing but fear into
That's
people's
right.
lives.
Right.
And I saw so many churches, me and Mother, we didn't know Pastor Randy kept his church open. He stayed open
yes,
the
he
whole
yes,
time.
He did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
And we didn't know that because we rode all over the state looking for a church to go to.
Yeah.
And the last church I went to was a huge church. And I went one Sunday and they announced this is our last Sunday.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they closed because of COVID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I understand COVID was real and I guess it still is real. But if the enemy could make that fear bigger in your life
right.
than the desire to gather together and praise God, then that's what
right.
he's going to do.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know, I had a minister tell me one time, when you're going through hardships and when people hurt you in a church,
mm-hmm.
never judge the righteousness of God against a person's
Amen.
Hands.
That's right.
Because God is still God.
That's
and He's
right.
still righteous.
Amen.
And His word is still the truth.
That's right. Amen.
And you know,
yeah.
we can't let a hurt, because
right.
we've all been hurt. Who
That's
has
right.
not been
Who
hurt?
Who has not been hurt?
That's right.
We've all been hurt.
Yeah.
And so, but we have to remember that God is still God and He's still on the throne.
Yes.
And we still yeah. have an advocate sitting next to the Father
yes.
who prays for us continually
Amen.
Forever.
Right.
His words are eternal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Miss Rebecca.
Well, it seems to fit just like what we've been talking about. Is to sing a song. It's called Let My Soul Sing.
Whether in good time or adversity, if I have a chin down in poverty, if I have friends. But I
Well, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
I see that you're a graduate from UNA.
Yeah.
What? My phone agrees.
Okay.
I apologize. I can turn this thing off, and it will interrupt me even in church.
Oh, my.
So what did you study at UNA?
I wanted to help children, and first I started off at Huntington College, Methodist College, because I had a scholarship there, and so I went to the dean. I everybody in the '70s, you know, 75 when I graduated, and in the '70s everybody was majoring in psychology or sociology, so that's what I was majoring in. Mm-hmm. But I had one of those really weird psychology courses that, I mean, it just had pictures of like demonic possessed people. And I went to the professor and I said, I can't do this. You know, I don't want to have to deal with this kind of thing. Right. And I was a Christian. I was 18. But I could still, I was so sensitive and aware.
Right.
You know? And it was before I got filled with the Holy Spirit. And that year I did get filled with the Holy Spirit. I had some charismatic Catholics came on the Methodist campus. The Pope had said, everybody can be filled with the Holy Spirit, my idea. And so I found out about the Holy Spirit and got filled.
Wow.
In new tongues. Right. And the first thing that I did was sing in the Spirit in the shower.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, just I sing all, you know, the spiritual tongues all the time.
That's wonderful.
Wow. Yeah. But, I forgot where I was going with that.
You were telling us.
Yeah, I wanted to help children, so I went to the dean, and he said, he said, what do you want to do? And I was in my second year going in my third, and I said, well, I want to help children. He said, well, why don't you go into education? So, the following year, I went into education, but then some things got interrupted and I didn't finish.
That's
get married and past relationship and had a baby. And so it took me 11 years, but I finally did.
And
encouraged my husband to finish his degree. And so that's what I majored in.
Wonderful.
But I had children. I was, by then I was a mother and I had a little boy from my first marriage in school was having trouble. So I started homeschooling and I homeschooled for 17 years after that.
Wow.
So, yeah. But I just love working with children. It's a blessing.
That's so sweet. That's good.
You know, I've worked in transportation for, I can't tell y'all how, I mean, since 2003, I've worked in transportation, dispatching and different things like that. And where was I going with that?
I don't know.
And so my customers that I would talk to on the phone, they would start to tell me all their problems.
Mm.
And so my boss said, Vanessa, he said, you've missed your calling. He said, you should have been a counselor. But what it was is the people that were on the other end, they were being drawn by the anointing.
That's right.
And see, that's why you were leaning towards the psychology, because God had placed an anointing in you for help, to help people.
Yes.
And see, I would have people call me. I'd be on the phone with them for 30 minutes. Well, when you're dispatching, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a quick conversation and it's over.
Yeah.
But how do you tell somebody when they have a need and you have the answer?
Yeah.
That's right.
And we all know the answer.
Yes.
And it's Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
That's right. And when you have that answer, you can't help but share it. Yeah. It's like, you know, remember y'all when the disciples were told to quit speaking in Jesus' name? Mm-hmm. And they said, how can we help but speak of what we know?
That's right. That's right.
And that's all of us. And so he guided you to the right direction.
Yeah.
Because he put you in a situation to where you could continue to help and use the gifts that God had placed within you.
I want to see people healed. There's so many people hurting.
Yes.
You know, especially in the church. There's so many people, we have no idea how much people are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And they know Jesus, they love Jesus,
mm-hmm.
but they don't know how to apply them to certain areas of their lives and to get healing in it.
That's right.
And, you know, I grew up in a very troubled home. I shared that with you girls.
Yes.
And my father alcoholic and beat my mother, and so us children were always afraid.
Yeah.
So I'm happier now that I'm actually having my childhood now.
That's it. That's fresh.
So because my husband is a true cut up, and we just laugh.
And your husband is so sweet.
Yes,
and gentle.
Yes,
that's so a wonderful
amen.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful
blessing.
He's good to you.
I see that it says here that you've written 300 songs in all.
Wow, yeah. That's a lot, Rebecca.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Cool.
I think I haven't counted them lately.
And what is this about the one song in 2018?
Yeah, I was contacted. There was some kind of class action suit. You know, I would send my songs to BMI.
Okay.
After I copyrighted them. And a really sweet Catholic retired man, Mr. Brown, somebody told me about him, and I contacted him. He helped me do my only album I've ever made. Of course, I made another one with another group at Methodist College, so I sent that in to BMI, and then that was in 2010, and they contacted me and said that some songs had been leaked out somehow, and one of mine got out, and they like it in Indonesia. I've gotten some royalties on it. A few $100 last year, a few hundred that thing.
That's great.
But I did get a prophetic word years ago when I was around 25 that I would have a song go around the world. So,
Indonesia is pretty good.
That's around the world.
But I don't know which song it is. It's one of those off that album, maybe the whole thing. I don't know.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Amazing. Wow.
And you and Mr. Roger has been married for 41 years.
Mm-hmm. That's mad.
Wow.
That's
wow.
A long
now,
time.
Is he also in the ministry?
Yes. He was called as a little boy. At 12, he felt God wanted him to teach the word.
Oh,
he
wow.
Independent Baptist in Tennessee.
And he is a graduate of Rhema Bible College.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
That's
yes,
wonderful.
He is.
We need to get him to come on.
Oh, we are. Yes. We are. He's next.
Rhema, that's, you don't get much better than Rhema.
Really have a deep faith, you know, deep principles in God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were talking, Miss Rebecca, about people hurting in the church and you long to see them healed and whole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all of our heart's desire because, you know, people, it's their lack of knowledge that keeps them from knowing what God has for them.
Yes. Right.
You know, the word says in Hosea, my people perish for their lack of knowledge.
That's right.
And, you know, if we could just get it across to... It is always God's will to heal you.
Amen.
Always. Yes.
Always.
There's never a question that God does not want you healed.
That's
when
right.
the leper came to Jesus, he said, you could heal me if you would.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, I will.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he will.
And that's always his answer.
It is.
I will heal you.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any sick among you and you need healing, put your comments in at the bottom of this broadcast.
Amen.
And we'll pray over
we
you.
We sure will.
If there's if you need immediate healing, call the church. Do we have a church phone number?
It's pastor's number.
Pastor's number. Call and we'll pray over you.
Amen.
It's our desire to see everyone in the body of Christ sealed,
and
delivered.
That's right.
Pastor's number is 205-369-9252.
And she can put that, Pastor Lisa can put that in the comment.
Mm-hmm.
If you need healing, please call.
Please.
If you need deliverance, please call.
Amen.
And you know, our church, Pastor Randy and Pastor Lisa, they encourage people to share their gifts.
Yes.
They encourage people.
Yes.
If you sing, we want to know it.
That's right.
If you play
that's
an instrument, we want to know
do.
It.
That's right.
Let the Lord lead you because he and she would be the first to say, follow the leading of
that's
the Holy
right.
Ghost.
Amen.
Let
Amen.
The Lord lead you.
Amen.
Miss Rebecca, do you have another song you want to share with
yeah,
us?
Yeah, you guys kind of like this one. I sang it a few weeks
I
ago.
Love that
oh,
one.
She sung this in our church.
Yes.
Yeah, I got this one in 2017. And I completed Jewish pastor, Neil Silverberg. So he buried Brother Roger and I.
Okay.
At County Temple Church in Florence, and I don't think it exists anymore, but so I have a soft place for the Jewish sound. And
I love it.
This is all we win.
Ministries to Revelation.
Immediate plans to start.
So the Lord, that was the sound before the event.
It was.
He had told you, and you told Pastor Lisa, and that was a confirmation.
Absolutely.
That we should do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I came to church that Sunday after meeting you, and told Vanessa, I said, we've got a confirmation. And I said, I know that the Lord really wants this done.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's when, you know, everything fell into place.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Well, I am so thankful that the Lord, that was like His signature.
You know, really was.
His stamp of approval.
It was. Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Is there any more questions y'all have for Ms. Rebecca?
Rebecca, I have one. What is the greatest or the miraculous miracle that you've seen through the healing of
That's
your music
good.
And your
That's
singing
good.
That you did? What's something you've seen?
I don't get a lot of feedback, but I went to sing when I was in college. The group I was with in college, the 2x2s, they would go down Panama City Beach, and I was chosen to be one of the singers in 1976. And that following, you know, they would go down during the summertime representing the college. And it's no longer there. Then people may remember there used to be a big boat like there on the beach, and it's now across from. The guy that was running it built it, and like it took a big, and it was called the Art Noah 2x2s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And they would make an album every year when we went to Biloxi. But we went to a coffee house over in Troy State to sing one time. And when I got up and shared just something that was on my heart at the moment, this girl came up to me just weeping and telling me how it had really blessed and encouraged her.
Wow.
So, you know, we never know what we say
or don't.
We
don't
want to affect someone.
True.
That's true. And you know, even you girls, you probably don't know how many people you're touching and reaching. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll hear about it in heaven.
Amen.
I pray that it reaches people that need to hear exactly what we're saying
Absolutely.
At the time they watch it. You know, because... you never know what someone's need is.
You don't.
Mother taught us a poem. Or my little sister had a poem when she was growing up, and she was trying to memorize it. She was how old, Mother?
Six
or 7 years old, and it was late at night, and she was yawning and rubbing her eyes, you know, trying to memorize this poem. And Mother taught it to me, too. And I have quoted this poem my whole life.
Yeah.
And it's, we never know, let's see, we never know, you want to say it?
We never know loneliness until we're left alone.
Oh, that's sweet.
And that's right.
It is right.
So you never know what someone's going through. Mm-hmm. They can come to church with a smile on
their
face.
Right.
They can go to work with a smile on their
Absolutely.
Face.
You're right.
But you don't know what that person's going through. And someone will say, well, I know them. Well, you really don't.
That's right.
You know what you see
That's,
of them.
You're right.
Right.
But you don't know someone's heart. And, you know, as you were saying, you never know what you do or say that'll touch someone. Well,
That's
that
right.
goes both ways.
Yes.
It can be kind words or it can be hurtful words.
That's right.
And that's why we always need to take a breath, step back before we say anything.
Yeah.
When we're offended, mm-hmm. or when we're mad or hurt.
You're right. That's
because
right.
we're all human, and we have times that things affect us that
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
But if we'll always try and let the Lord lead us, then we'll only say edifying. That's what I always try to think of.
Yeah.
If it's not edifying, if it's not of a good report,
That's right.
we're not to say these
yes.
things.
Right.
Amen.
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 Amen. You have anything, Mother? Miss Donna?
Out of the 300 songs that you wrote, do you have one that's your favorite?
Is your favorite?
Yeah.
Well, we went, years ago, we went to, you might remember, Barbara Stevens had a ministry over at Cathedral of the Cross.
Oh, yeah.
It was called Abundant Life.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we were group leaders she invented a group for my husband and I to lead. And the Lord gave me a song called Healing Hands.
Oh, wow.
Would you like to sing that song?
You want me to?
Go ahead.
I'd love to hear it.
I guess that one, I guess, because you know, I know other songwriters do. You write from your own experience.
That's right.
When you go through something, a real heartache, sometimes you can have a really powerful.
Yeah.
A lot of times preachers preach from experience.
And they do.
Yeah. Recovery can come. And I want to share that with people. And I've thought about this, of having a ministry. Because I've been in recovery groups, Celebrate Recovery at Crossroads, where they had it. Because I grew up in that alcoholic home and was around addicts. My ex was an addict.
Mm.
And, you know, healing not just comes from going to groups, but doing something with it to bring healing to others.
Mm-hmm.
And as much healing maybe others are getting from my songs, I'm getting healing as I'm singing them.
Yeah.
Well,
because
it's going through
that's
me.
Right.
Yes,
yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
Loving hands. Who will love me? Oh, my soul. People say, but I'm too messed up and I've had too many problems. And she said, broken vessels are the best candidates to bring healing.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Wow. That's amazing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Well, Miss Rebecca, we sure have enjoyed this
week. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your heart with us.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
And you can feel it.
They do.
I'm not trying to make you cry, but you may not know. But you can tell that's your heart.
Amen.
And you can hear it.
And those songs all need to be on CD.
They do.
Every one of them.
Yes. They're beautiful. Well, y'all, it's been a pleasure today and an honor to have Miss Rebecca on with us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Miss Connie, have you got a scripture for us today?
I do, and it's Psalms 147, verse 1. Praise the Lord, for He is good. Sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together outcasts of Israel. He heals the broken heart and binds up their wounds.
Amen.
So Rebecca, that's what you just did.
Yes.
You went out through all the world.
Yes.
Amen. So if there's anyone out there watching today, and you don't know Jesus as the Lord of your life, we're going to give you the opportunity now to ask Him to come into your heart.
Yes. Amen.
And all you have to say is this, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Cleanse me of all my sins. I believe You are the Son of God.
You
died on the cross for me.
And
You raised from the grave.
To
live forevermore.
Now
I ask You.
Live
in my heart.
And
be the Lord of my life.
Amen.
Now, if you did this, then you have become part of the family.
Amen.
You are now a child of God.
That's right.
Amen. Welcome to the family.
Yes, welcome.
Yes. And put a comment in there, let us know.
Yes, please do. Well, this has been amazing today.
It's wonderful.
It? And
can I invite them to?
Yeah, I think you can.
Okay. If you don't have a home church, we would love for you to come visit Shady Grove Church here in Mount Olive, Alabama.
Yes.
The address is 5535 Shady Grove Road, Mount Olive, Alabama. We would love for you to come visit
us. Amen.
We are seeing.
She wants to make a comment.
We started coming to Shady Grove. God said, come. And first of all, I met Pastor Lisa. And they're just as true blue as they can be. So if you're like us and you go, oh, okay, I'm not really sure, I'm not going to go through that again, I don't think this group is like that or this church.
Thank you.
It means a lot to me because, you know, I like just being out there and trusting everybody. But we recommend them highly. Brother Roger and I do, and Mark Mender's ministry does.
Amen.
Well, I always tell them that we're going to be known as the church that loves people.
Amen.
A church of love.
Yes.
And you know, everyone's been hurt. Everyone's been wounded.
Yes,
it's just how you decide that you're going to deal with it.
That's right.
That's right.
But once Jesus comes into your heart, then you have what you need to get through whatever the enemy tries to
do. Right. Amen.
That's right.
Because Jesus took care of it all.
Yes, he did.
He said that all authority had been given to him in heaven and earth, and now he gives it to us.
That's right.
And so now that you've been equipped, and then if you don't, once you're born again, if you haven't been baptized in the Holy Ghost, that's another thing. That's where your power is. That's where your wisdom is.
Amen.
And we can tell you how to do that too.
We sure
can. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, Mother, how do we go out of here?
We say, God is in me, God is for me, and God is with me.
Amen. Well, until next time, you've been with Shady Grove Table Talk and Miss Rebecca. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.